You ever wonder if Jesus was going to just say something to you? You ever wonder what Jesus might say to you? Think about that for just a second. I was thinking about this question personally. I came to the conclusion for myself, and I'm pretty sure it's good for you all too, okay? I think Jesus would say, Michael, stop murmuring.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. So are you murmuring among yourselves, or are you trusting in the presence of Jesus and being nourished by the bread of life? And I know it's not an absolute either or question, but Jesus really challenges us today to quit murmuring and be nourished by him, to be strengthened by him on our journey. I know that for many of you as Catholic Christians in the modern world, it's a difficult time. It's a difficult time. It's a time of turmoil and challenge, and we see kind of all of the internal, I would say 99% of the attacks on the church that are happening are internal attacks. And we suffer from that, and there's kind of a rise of atheism and this collapse of marriage, and some of those things really get to us sometimes, don't they? And the constant kind of buzz of bad news, so it seems. It is not for us to be discouraged. It is for us to be encouraged by Jesus Christ. Jesus says, stop murmuring among yourselves. I am the bread of life. Come to me and let me strengthen you. Let me encourage you. Let me lift you up. Let me put you on your way. You know, cliches are oftentimes become common expressions because they hold a great nugget of truth in them. And you've heard this before, haven't you? The more things change, the more they stay the same. Anybody here ever heard that besides me? The more things change, the more they stay the same. So let's go back in time to the first reading. Now, as the first reading was being read this morning, it really helps to have an understanding of the backstory of what's happening with Elijah.
When Elijah goes out into the desert and he falls asleep under the broom tree and he essentially says, I'm just going to lay here and die. I can't take it anymore. Did you pick that up when it was being read? So what was the backstory? What's the backstory? It's this. The nation of Israel had this civil war and it was divided. And the northern kingdom was under the rule of a guy named King Ahab. King Ahab's wife is Jezebel. And Jezebel convinced Ahab to abandon the faith of the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so Ahab abandoned his faith and began to worship the pagan gods. And this whole company of prophets arose in the northern kingdom. Hundreds and hundreds of false prophets. And Elijah was like the lone voice of truth. And Elijah challenged these false prophets, and ultimately he killed them all. And now Jezebel made a vow that Elijah would be put to death. And Elijah has been struggling to keep the faith, to proclaim the truth, to walk in the right path, and it seems like everything is against him. And now Jezebel has put a price on his head and he's gone off to the desert. He's running away and he can't take it anymore. And he becomes weary. And he lays down under the broom tree and says, this is enough, O Lord. Take my life. I'm no better than my father's. And then what happens? He says this prayer of desperation. And what happens? The angel of the Lord comes to him and says, get up and eat. Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you. And Elijah, what's he do? He gets up and eats. And then what does he do? He goes right back to bed again. And the angel pokes him again and says, get up, else the journey will be too much for you. Get up and eat. And he gets up and he eats and he walks 40 days and 40 nights. Now, was that regular food that he ate to walk 40 days and 40 nights through the desert after that meal? No, God was sustaining him. And we should think of Moses going up on the mountain and praying for 40 days and 40 nights. And we think of somebody fasting and praying and for 40 days and 40 nights. Who else do we think of? We've got to think of Jesus in his temptations in the desert. And he is sustained by the power of God and the presence of God and the Spirit of God in him. You know what an angel is? An angel is a messenger of God. That's really what the word angel means. You should know this. And I'm not proclaiming to be an angel up here, I promise you, okay? But I am trying to be a messenger. And the message is this: get up and eat, or the journey will be too long for you. Get up and be nourished by the word of God. Get up and be strengthened, be encouraged. Jesus is with us, the bread of life, to strengthen us. I am the bread of life, and I will nourish you. You know, yes, it's difficult. Things are strange and challenging, and we look around us, and it seems like, oh, what's happening? Hey, this is not the first, you're not the first person in history to feel that way, okay? Elijah felt that way. And every prophet, and Jesus, and Peter, and Paul, and all through history, read the history of the church. And so we struggle at times, but we must hear the words of the angel say to us, get up and eat. Jesus is calling on us to let him be our strength. Let him be our encouragement. Let him be the bread of life for us. So I say to you, get up and eat. The gospel today begins like this. The Jews murmured among themselves against Jesus. So here's Jesus in their midst. Jesus is among them. Jesus is speaking to them. Jesus, their Savior, their Lord, who has this infinite love for them. He's there with them. And what is their response? To murmur and complain and gossip and bicker. What does it mean to murmur? Murmur is a word that we pick up in the Old Testament when the Jews were released from slavery in Egypt and they were on their way to the Promised Land and they were in the desert. What did they constantly do against Moses and God? They murmured, this kind of grumbling, complaining among themselves. Recently, I saw a video by a guy named Father Mark Goring. Some of you have heard of him. He's a big YouTuber. He's always got these videos on YouTube. And he was speaking about this religious sister who has been canonized as saint, Saint Miriam. And Saint Miriam had a particular gift. And that gift that she embraced was the gift of a spirituality of contentment. She had a tremendous interior contentment. And when you're content, you don't complain. And she never complained. Well, the story goes that Satan attacked her, much like Satan attacked Job. Remember Job in the Old Testament? Job was given this permission to tempt Satan was given this permission to tempt Job powerfully. Well, Saint Miriam experienced the same kind of thing. And Satan came to her and he had one goal. And what was his one goal? To get this woman who had been endowed with the gift of a spirituality of a contentment to murmur and complain. So he worked on her and he worked on her. And she resisted, and she resisted. And then something was revealed to her about the nature of Satan. And this is the nature of Satan, is that he is the complainer par excellence. He's always frustrated. He's never contented. He's always complaining. His is a spirituality of murmuring and discontent. So why, in going back to the gospel now, why were the Jews complaining and murmuring against Jesus? Because he said, I am the bread of life come down from heaven. And they said, isn't this just Jesus? Isn't this the son of Joseph? Don't we know his father and his mother? And they missed the spirituality of our Lord. You see, Elijah was on a physical journey and a spiritual journey. The nation of Israel through the desert was on a physical journey and a spiritual journey. Guess what you are? You are on a physical journey through this life, but you are on a spiritual journey as well. And so we need to be nourished by the bread of life with the spirit of contentment and a spirit of energy. You know, it's not that God doesn't want us to pour out our hearts to him. Didn't we hear Elijah pouring out his heart to God? I can't take it anymore. Strengthen me. And so what happened? The messenger of God said to Elijah, get up and eat and be strengthened, else the journey will be too much for you. You ever wonder if Jesus was going to just say something to you? You ever wonder what Jesus might say to you? Think about that for just a second. I was thinking about this question personally. I came to the conclusion for myself, and I'm pretty sure it's good for you all too, okay? I think Jesus would say, Michael, Stop murmuring among yourselves. I am the bread of life. He might say 100 other things, like, do not be afraid. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you. He might see lots of beautiful things, but he would say, stop murmuring among yourselves. I am the bread of life. Be encouraged, be strengthened, be nourished. Get up, else the journey will be too long for you. And we continue with the gospel now. And there is this contrast between murmuring against Jesus and being called to him. Jesus says, stop murmuring. And then he says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. And it seems like as long as we're murmuring and complaining, we're not hearing God draw us to him. There are far too many Catholics, far too many atheists, far too many Protestants spending way too much time murmuring but not being drawn to the bread of life, who is Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, who wants to strengthen us. And the next part of the gospel story here again is Jesus says, everyone who listens to my Father, learns from him, and comes to me. And what does the angel say? Get up and eat. The messenger of Almighty God with the message of God. And get up and eat. And what are we to eat? We are to eat the bread of life, who is Jesus. As I come to the end of this homily, I'm going to tell you a little story I think I've told you before about an insight that I had when I was studying the sacred scriptures. I was studying scripture in seminary, and it just hit me like a 2x4 over the head one day. It was like, you know, people are never going to understand the Holy Eucharist if they don't understand some basics about the Bible. We have to know our sacred scripture. Ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ, and Christ is the bread of life. So Jesus wants to nourish us, and so we must be fed. We must get up and eat. And eat of the Word of God. Eat of sacred Scripture. Eat of the Holy Eucharist. Now, I'm just going to be planting a seed this morning. In the coming weeks, I'm going to be encouraging you all to take part in something called the Steubenville Quads. And what is that? Well, the word quad means four. And that means a group of four people that get together to study the sacred scripture. And there's this plan of study. And so there's a few details that I need to work out. But it's really getting people to step up and make a commitment to get up and eat, to be nourished, or the journey will be too long for you. Right? And so, my brothers and sisters, quit murmuring among yourselves. And know that Jesus is the bread of life. And you know, the world has been messed up before, and it's messed up now. And guess what? In 100 years, you think it's going to all be perfect? Forget it. We are pilgrims on a journey through the desert to eternal life. And we must be fed by the Word of God, who is Jesus. And so stop murmuring and receive the bread of life.